on this computer. Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Literary Weapons Podcast. I'm Joshua,
I'm Land.
and this is our second impromptu episode because I'm bad at planning books in my reading schedule. After this episode, we will go back to our normally scheduled program. I need more time to finish the second Empire of the Vampire book. But,
One I need to read that series.
oh, that's so once I finish the second book, I'll probably talk to you and Liv because I think you would both like it for very different reasons.
Because I remember you talking about the first book, and I was wanting to read it when we
Yeah.
were reading at the house.
It's really good.
But
I'm kind of taking my time with it because it's worth me giving it a little bit of time.
yeah. Sorry, your cat was going nuts and kind of distracting me in the
Yeah.
background.
He's always going nuts. So today, so the last episode that we did, we recorded, was Liv and I talking about our top five movies, our favorite movies. So like all vibes, feelings, no critical acclaim brought into it. This is
Okay.
just like from the heart, what's your favorite movie?
It's just such a hard question for me.
Land, I brought you in because I know this is going to turn into more of best movies of all time. This is what is the best objective movie, like critical wise. And so I saw these as two very separate conversations. And if you listen to last week's episode, my list is completely different from last week's.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your list from last week before you get on this week's?
Shit. It was Interstellar, Revenge of the Sith. Let me see. Do I have? Let me see if I still have it up. No, I don't. I deleted my notes.
Sorry.
You're just not going to get to know.
Just leave me guessing. It's all
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, hold up. No, I'm not going to run. I'll just,
You're good.
we can
Don't
do
worry
this
about it.
afterwards. So yeah, these are the best five best movies of all time. And I told you I have some honorable mentions. I know you
I do as well.
do.
Yeah.
Because I'm super indecisive.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wait, I
Because I mean,
think
I could
I've.
say I have a solid top 20. And I couldn't tell you which one's what, like in what position.
Yeah, I know. I made a top 15, whittled it down to a top 10, and then I made five of them honorable mentions.
There you go. There
When Liv and I did our top five favorite, I think I had seven honorable mentions.
Damn.
Just like movies that like mean something to me. But yeah, I say we just go ahead and jump in. We didn't talk about our wines. What are you
Yeah.
drinking? What's your
It is Marquez de
It's Mark
Riscal or Mark, whatever. Same,
Mark
same.
de Riscal.
Some, it's from Spain. It's a cool bottle. I'm not too sure about it right now. I was excited because the last one I had was that Italian wine and it was fantastic. And this one is kind of iffy. I'm not too sure about it.
Well, I'm drinking The Pessimist by Daou. It's a red blend. I think it's pretty good, actually. I'm on the positive side on it. It's not my favorite, but it's I would get it again. I'll say that.
I don't even know what this is. It's a Choseca, Choseca. What is
I don't
that?
know. I have no idea.
Because it doesn't tell you if it's a what kind of wine. Like it doesn't. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's probably some kind of Spanish grape.
It's
Spanish
definitely a different taste.
variety.
Because like the Italian one was definitely a little more smooth than this one.
See, I like the import wines.
I do a lot. I'm big on Italian now. I like them a lot.
Big on French.
I don't know if I've had many French.
I've only had like two bottles and they were both really good.
That's
So,
good. That's good.
yeah.
That's good.
Lynn, I'm really interested to know what are your honorable mentions? What makes you like gets you pumped, but it doesn't make it into the top five? I think the honorable mentions say a lot more about you than your actual top five.
One of these you're not going
Oh, then I'm going to go ahead and warn you. I think three out of my top five are going to piss you off.
to like. Okay. All right. So, well, actually, you might not like two of these in my honorable mentions. So,
Okay.
we'll start it off. I got Return of the King in the honorable mentions. Not in the top five. It almost made my top five. Almost. Almost.
Wow.
I have Good Will Hunting.
Okay, that's a solid one.
I have seven in there.
Seven. See, that one, it almost made my honorable mentions.
It's just such a it's a it, there's just not any other movies like it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's.
there's so many murder serial killer kind of movies, but nothing like that. I feel like that was the like I've seen so many of those movies. I've never been a big fan of them. That's the first one that I was kind of on the edge of my seat on the entire time, the first time watching it.
It's just so damn like creepy.
Yeah. It's the first one that's actually been like, all right, this is kind of scary. Like it
Yeah,
was
dude.
almost a horror
Oh.
movie. It was almost a horror movie.
So Liv and I were watching Criminal Minds a lot, and it was really messing with my sleep. Where
I'm sure.
I just couldn't go to sleep because I don't like true crime or anything like that. But we were watching that all the time, and I was bugging, and I was like, I cannot watch another episode of Criminal Minds, or I might just kill myself.
Was it making you paranoid?
Yes.
Okay. That I mean that's fair.
And she was like, well, I'm just like, I'm in the mood for something like that. I said, you know what? Fuck it. We're gonna watch Seven. She'd never seen it before.
Ooh, what's in the box?
She like she as soon as he had the box, she was like, oh my God, is that Gwyneth Paltrow's fucking head? I said, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. No.
dude, oh, that's such a good movie. Oh, I should have put that in my honorable mentions.
All right. I actually got a couple on here. Babylon's on honorable mentions for me. Loved it. Loved it.
I know you did.
Oh, and here's one that's going to get a little interesting. Dune Part 2.
I need to rewatch
Yeah.
it.
I'm going at it purely taking the book out of it.
If you take the
Take
book
it.
out of it, I can see it.
It was like if you take the book out of it, if I never read the book, I would say that was my favorite movie I've seen in past 5 years in theaters. Over
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Over Oppenheimer's cr a crazy statement.
It was over Oppenheimer for me.
I don't agree with that. Oppenheimer wasn't in my honorable mentions. I'm going to add it now. Oppenheimer deserves to be in the conversation.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. I'm not saying it was not in my up there. I've also got two more in honorable mentions. Inception
Okay.
and
I
Gladiator.
Gladiator was one of my close ones. Inception was actually almost in my top five, but I'm gonna spoil myself. I swapped it out for a different Christopher Nolan movie.
I think I know which one it is.
So I when I made my list, my top 10, I had three Christopher Nolan movies in there, and I was like, I can't.
I just thought about a movie that I didn't put on there.
What?
Completely forgot about it. True Romance.
True, yeah, true. So True Romance was on my list with Liv.
Okay.
That was my Quentin Tarantino spot. Because I didn't want to put multiple by the same director. especially with the top five, like,
I try not to, yeah.
because I legitimately think, like, out of the nine Christopher Nolan movies that we watched, I would put five of them in my top lists.
Really?
Yes.
I would have probably two.
You need to see Memento.
That's true. That's
You need
true.
to see The Prestige. I know you said you saw that.
I've seen the Prestige.
Okay, so I would put The Prestige at the very bottom of my favorite Christopher Nolan movies. But I mean, you have Inception, Interstellar, Dark Knight Rises.
I would say Dark Knight. Dark Knight, I don't think was as good. Dark Knight Rises, I'm sorry, wasn't as good.
Tom Hardy.
Love Tom Hardy.
Oppenheimer.
Revenant, fire movie. Tom Hardy, speaking of Tom Hardy.
Dude. Okay, so actually, that is a great segue. Revenant is on my honorable mentions.
Really? Okay, see, I almost put that in there as well.
So, all of my honorable mentions, I have them in there for very different things, and they all have like one thing that holds them back from being in my top spots. Revenant is in my honorable mentions because it's the first man versus nature movie that I've actually felt like fully immersed.
Yeah. And it
So,
almost seemed somewhat like it was like I mean, of course, it was exaggerated to a good extent, like the fact that he survived a bear attack. But besides that, I feel like it was pretty close to being kind of how it was out there.
yeah.
You
Well,
know?
dude, like when I was sitting there in the theater watching it,
I didn't see it in theater. I really regret that.
so I watched it in theaters when I was, I guess, what
High
was it, like,
school. Junior year of high school? You were 17 or something like that?
yeah. And so I wasn't 18, and I was in a big group of people. The person in front of me was like 18. They started asking for IDs.
What?
Yeah.
The person in front of you did?
No, like the guy giving the tickets was like, "Hey, I need to see your IDs. Like, I don't believe that y'all are 18."
You had to be 18 to go see that?
Because it was an R-rated movie.
Oh, you had to be like 16 to go see an R. Oh, you do have to be 18, don't you?
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, I always
And
forget that.
so I whipped out my little fun time ID and said, "Here you go, boss man."
Oh my God. I didn't have one at that point, so I couldn't have done that.
Dude, and I saw it. That's it, made me feel cold. Like in all the scenes where
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like freezing, I was like, holy shit, this is absurd.
And you hear about how even Leo DiCaprio talked about it afterwards. He was like, thought he was going to die.
Well, and so that's what
You
holds
felt
me.
that. The way he acted in that, like the way he played that role, you felt like he was actually like
Yeah.
near death the entire movie.
And that's part of the reason why I don't have it in my top list, because it feels like it's him begging for an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
If he had gotten an Oscar earlier and he just got to make it, and I don't think that like that feeling would have been going into it. But I love The Revenant. God, dude. Tom Hardy is so good in that
He's
movie.
one of my favorites. I love him. Warrior, oh, banger.
I still need to watch Warrior.
Oh, that's so good. God, now I'm just starting to think about movies. All right. All
I have
right.
Jurassic Park in my honorable mentions.
Really?
The first Jurassic Park
Really?
for special effects, and it's a movie that fills me with like a genuine sense of like wonder and adventure.
No, when I first watched it, it was not the case for me.
It was
I
scary.
was terrified.
Yeah, well, you know, the
I
book
was
is
at
a
a s
horror book.
Oh, I could see it. I could see it. Dude, because I'm telling you, like I was at a sleepover at a friend's house, like in like what was it? Like third grade or fourth grade, and we watched that. They're all asleep. I'm there watching it. The T-Rex is in the dark making all those fucking noises. I'm getting freaked out thinking there's one outside, dog. I am scared shitless.
See, that was me with the I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I watched that in like third grade, and I was
Dude,
terrified.
I couldn't watch hardly anything that was even remotely like somewhat scary as a child. I wouldn't sleep for weeks.
Dude, I didn't sleep for probably a week and a half after I Am Legend.
But
That
like the
was
problem, I have a
horrible.
problem, and I still have that problem now. If I see something like that on TV and I just don't, I get where I just won't flip the channel and I kind of get sucked into it, even though I know it's going to terrify me. And I'm just like, we're just going to play it out. Just keep watching it. And I'm like, I know it's going to terrify me. I don't even want to watch it. But there's something in
See,
my brain where I'm like, I can't switch it now.
the thing is, like, it really pisses me off too, because The Conjuring has such a cool story, but it scares the piss out of me.
That's one movie I've refused to watch and never will watch. I've made it known I will never watch that movie, and I still haven't.
But the lore,
I don't give a
man, is
shit.
so good.
I don't give a shit. Not happening. Nope, not me. I do not fuck with paranormal. I do not go any. I don't do it. I don't do it. Any paranormal movie I've seen in theaters, I wear a hat and I stick my head down and I look at the brim of my hat. I don't even watch the movie.
See,
The noises scare me enough.
I
I
close
don't
my ears and I
even.
look at the screen and I'm just like, ugh.
That's even worse. I'm not even watching. Nope. It is
Oh,
true though. If you do take the music out of a lot of those movies, it's
it's
really
not as
not. It's
bad.
not scary.
No. So continuing on, here's a hot take. I have Saving Private Ryan in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
I think it's the best war movie ever, probably.
Yeah, I
I
guess so.
mean,
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of another one, but I really can't.
it would be like Fury or Hacksaw Ridge. I
Yeah, I
mean,
mean, you could. This is, you can't even do this. It's a TV show. I don't know. I mean, I used to be a big war movie guy, and now it's like I can't even watch Saving Private Ryan anymore.
oh, I wouldn't want to rewatch it. But I think the Normandy scene alone, you just
Yeah.
it deserves something for the Normandy scene.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay, I have two more. One of these I don't think you've seen. So I'll do the one that I know you've seen. No Country for Old Men.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And that's like the one villain that's like honestly, truly kind of terrifying.
Yeah, and so that's why I put it on here, is because Anton Chigurh is a actual like force of nature. I have never seen a villain in a movie that actually fills me with like dread. Like
He
he's just
played the
ugh.
psychopath role to
Oh
a T, dude. I mean, it
Oh
was
my
fantastic.
God.
It was incredible.
It's also really close to the book.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Cormac McCarthy book.
Okay.
And the book is almost a little bit more messed up than the movie, because any time in the movie that you're seeing the villain walk around, you're in his head in the book.
Ooh.
So when he's just like murdering people, he's just like, and the thing is, it's not even one of those where he's like, yeah, like fuck you, kill people. He's just legitimately cold. He's like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, I felt the recoil, whatever.
No, you see that in the movie though. I feel like they made a good way of doing that where you felt that in the movie, where it was
Dude,
like you
oh.
kind of could tell that he didn't care.
Dude, that movie got like the movie and the book. That's one where reading the book makes the movie better, just
Okay.
because how evil he truly is, and it doesn't go away from the book at all. Like the book is just extra detail that makes the movie better.
That's good. That's good. Now, Josh Brolin did good in that movie as well.
Dude, yeah, Josh Brolin's awesome.
I love him. I was talking to Mason earlier about him.
Dude, him and Sicario.
That was almost on my honorable mentions.
Dude, Sicario was really close to mine
Didn't
too.
we watch one of those in Colorado?
I think you watched.
The second one?
Yeah, we watched the second one.
Yeah.
Dude, I love Sicario. And my last honorable mention, which I don't think you've seen, is Ran. by
I
Akira
haven't.
Kurosawa. So the only reason it's not in my t it was in my top five to start with. And it made it all the way to my final revision. But I could not leave it in because it is so slow. The pacing sucks.
I remember you telling me that when you watched it, but you said like the color and everything else in
Dude,
the.
the color and the visuals, like it is every frame is a piece of art where like you could take every single shot and just make a poster out of it, and it would be a dope poster.
Now, didn't a lot of movies get a lot of things from that one as well?
Yeah, I mean, Akira Kurosawa is a major thing behind like the Western movies. Like he made Seven Samurai, which inspired a whole bunch of Westerns, which inspired Star Wars. So he's kind of like the start of Star Wars.
It's kind of sick, though.
Yeah, oh dude, it's so cool. And all
That's sick.
it's a retelling of a Shakespeare play, but told in Japan. And the cult, like if anyone that's listening, just look up Ran battle scene. And the colors are so beautiful.
That's what I
Like,
did. That's what I did when you were telling me about it, because I didn't even I still haven't watched it yet. It's on my watch list, though.
yeah, like the, I think it's like the red and the gold. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Really vivid.
It's a beautiful movie. But it's so slow. I like my number five, I swapped that one in because I took Ran out. Well, so Land, I guess we just need to go back and forth. You know, you say you're number five, I say my number five.
Oh, dude, it's hard, man. It's hard for me to like put numbers on them.
Yeah, and I kind of want to change my numbers, but I'm just gonna stick with them.
Even with it being like my top five, I could move a couple movies into my top five and say they're in my top five, is, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the
That's
other,
what.
my last honorable mention I wanted to say was I think something should be said for the first couple Star Wars movies, what they did to the movie franchise in total, or like in like movie industry. But
Like
I didn't,
the first three.
yeah. I think Revenge of the Sith is a legitimate, like, amazing movie. But like, especially like Empire Strikes Back is a fantastic movie that changed a lot of how sci-fi and fantasy movies were like viewed by the public. Like that's a big part of the reason why like sci-fi movies are popular. Like they're not like the little nerdy movies anymore. Like everybody is okay with watching sci-fi. That's why Marvel is able to be popular.
Hate Marvel.
Oh, I do too. I hate Marvel
Yeah.
movies, but
Hate
you don't
superhero
get
movies.
that
That's
without
true.
Star Wars being what it
And that's
was.
hard to say, like, if Lord of the Rings would have been a hit.
Oh, dude,
If,
probably not. I
yeah.
don't think so because, like, people have
If
always
not,
been.
if not, then that would have been the, I feel like that could have been the start of the sci-fi.
Yeah. Because, like, before that, you don't really see much, like, popular support behind, like, nerdy stuff.
Oh no, especially in that time, no.
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 I mean, that was, like, the first time when it's, like, everybody was into the nerdy stuff.
Oh, dude, it was everyone loved it.
Yeah, because it's, dude, Star Wars. It's awesome.
I mean, I'm still like not a huge, like I'm more of a the 4, 5, and 6 guy myself, but I like the older ones, but
Those actually are 4, 5, and 6.
well, you're going based off of. Oh, that is correct. That is correct. We're 1, 2, and 3. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
Okay, anyways, then what's your number five? Just give it to me.
The Departed.
Really?
Loved it. I loved it.
Dude, oh, The Departed's such a good movie,
I
too.
loved it. I thought it
And
was so good.
I don't have a real complaint on that. Like I'm trying to come up with something, but like The Departed is such a good movie.
I will say that I almost put the good, the bad, and the ugly as my number five just for nostalgia reasons. Like it
See.
was like it's a movie I've seen growing up multiple times, and it you can't beat a good Clint Eastwood movie. I mean,
Dude, it's so good, but like that's another one where it's
it
really
was
slow.
oh, it is cheesy as shit.
Yeah.
But dude, there's something because I mean I almost wanted to put it in there just because of like growing up, that was like a me and my grandfather used to watch those movies all the daggum time, and I loved them, loved them. And I almost put it in there as like a nostalgia thing. Like it was just like I don't know. I guess it's probably in my top 20 without a doubt, without a doubt.
I don't know if
But
Good, Bad, and the Ugly is in my top 20. The Departed definitely is. Easy top 20.
That's
Departed.
that's one of very few movies that I'm cool with Matt Damon now. And Elysium, those are the only movies that I like with Matt Damon in them.
I haven't even seen Elysium.
A good movie. It's a really good movie. Your kind of movie, you'd like it.
Did you like The Martian?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know if I ever finished it.
Dude, when that book was really good. I don't think you would like it, but like as an engineer, The
Oh,
Martian was a really good book.
I definitely shit on you for reading it. I remember shitting on you for reading it.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. I don't know why I was mad about you reading it. I was like, why the fuck is he reading that shit?
Probably because it was Matt Damon.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know why. It's him, Matt Damon, and
John Travolta.
no, I like John Travolta. Freaking Tom Hanks. Those two, not a fan. All right. Forrest Gump, let him have it. He ran with Forrest Gump. Loved it. Any other movie with him in it? Not so much. Not a fan.
Yeah, dude, see, I like Matt Damon. I don't like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's fair. You got a fair point on that.
Yeah.
Now, but I will say Matt Damon has grown on me a little bit.
Dude, him and
Because I mean,
Interstellar.
one of my honorable mentions was Good Will Hunting. So, I mean,
Yeah.
I can't hate on him too bad.
Dude, he is kind of that guy. He was
There was
good
just
enough.
something that I just.
He was really good in Oppenheimer.
I forget he's in Oppenheimer. Yeah, he was.
He was really good in Oppenheimer.
God, was he in Oppenheimer? Oh, he was the
The general.
that's right. That's right. He was good in that.
Land, are you ready for one of mine that might piss you off?
Is this your number five?
Yeah.
What is it?
Goodfellas.
It's not bad. I'm not gonna hate on you for it. I mean, if you would have said The Godfather, I would have been kind of irritated.
So I knew like so mob movies are one of my favorite genres. I was between Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs.
Almost put that in there. I almost put that in there.
Godfather Part Two or Goodfellas. And I decided that I would go with Goodfellas because it's, to me, it's a different kind of mob movie where, like, it has the narration. One of the few movies where I think character narration works. Like where they're like Henry Hill is just talking throughout the whole movie
Yeah.
because it's him talking to the cops. I like it. Also, I think since it's a little bit newer than The Godfather, there's a lot of things that have happened in movies in the last like 30 years that make them a little bit more enjoyable. So Goodfellas it is.
I'm fine with that. I'm not mad at that one at all. Now, if
And
you
it
would have said,
has.
if you would, I now would say, if you would have said The Godfather, I would have been a little irritated because This is definitely an unpopular opinion, but I feel like those are one of the most overrated movies.
They are overrated. No, I'm not gonna say they're overrated. I think they're over talked about. Where, like, they are really good, but they're not so good that we have to talk about them every time. Like, oh, what's your favorite movie? And it's all the dude bros who are like, oh, The Godfather. And it's like, dude, shut up. Like, so I think, huh?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think Goodfellas is a less film bro Godfather.
Yeah, no, I really did like it. It was a really good movie. And
It has Joe Pesci.
I'm glad that you brought up Reservoir Dogs, because that was almost up there. Like, I that was one of the movies that, like, that well, this isn't not only this is even a part of that one, but Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels too.
I still need to watch that. Yeah, dude, I love Goodfellas. Like, if I'm gonna watch a crime movie that's not Quentin Tarantino, it's gonna be Goodfellas.
I always forget about that one, to be honest with you. That's one that I need to rewatch. I haven't seen it in so long. I need to rewatch that one.
Telling you, dude, Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro make this movie. I don't like a lot of Robert De Niro stuff. I know that's kind of a hot take,
No, you're I'm with you on that.
but I think in this movie, I think this is his best movie.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, he was in, what was he in? There was one he was in recently that wasn't bad.
Dude, anything he's done in the last 15 years is horrible.
That him that was in that? I can't remember there. I thought there was one that I saw recently that wasn't terrible. I don't know, I can't remember.
Him, oh, dude. Yeah, Goodfellas is good. Like, Joe Pesci actually, I think, makes this movie. Like
Oh
him
yeah. Yeah.
when he gets got, when like they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna make you a made man, and they just gut him. Crazy.
Oh yeah. This
Oh,
is a great movie.
man. Hey, Lynn, what's your number four?
There Will Be Blood.
Really? I've never made it through that movie.
Dude, Daniel Day-Lewis is just so fucking
I
good.
drink your milkshake.
Dude, I loved it. I thought it was a fantastic movie. Now, yes, it is really slow, but I would say just pure acting of the movie sold it for me.
See, and I don't know why I can't make it through it because I watched Ran
It is
that's like
really slow. It is
three and a
really
half
slow.
hours.
It is really slow. I mean, it's just like, what was that other movie that he was? Well, that movie's not slow. I was gonna say Gangs in New York, but that one wasn't slow.
Dude, Gangs of New York, for what it is kind of slow though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in that kind of genre of movie, it's a slow version of that genre.
Yeah. I just feel like Daniel Day-Lewis, in my opinion, is one of the greatest actors in ever.
But I don't enjoy any of his movies. Yeah, I don't like seeing Daniel Day-Lewis on the screen, but he's a great actor.
Yeah, now I will say though, watching the movie, it is a slow watch. And first time I watched it, I will say I agreed. I was the same way. I was like, "I dude, this is rough." Second time I watched, I feel like I kind of found like a different appreciation for it. Just the storyline and everything else, but
I need to give it a second chance.
give it one
So
more try. I say give it one more try.
I've never really given its time of day. It's always been like late night coming home from the bar, and I'm like, dude, let's watch There Will Be Blood.
That is a terrible decision. My
Because
boy!
it's always like, I want to watch a good movie. And I'm like, oh, There Will Be Blood is like one of the best movies of all time. And I'm just like,
I
dude.
abandoned my child.
I'm just like,
I
oh.
abandoned my boy.
See, I don't know why, but like.
And then he kills a dude with like a fucking, like, what was it? was a bowling pin or some shit. What did he kill him with? I can't remember. It was a
I don't know.
dude, it is so good. That's just, I mean, there's a lot of people that dislike it. I do know that.
I need to watch it.
I would rewatch it. But it's
Yeah, I
also, I will say this, though, this is also like I have not seen the movie in probably 4 or 5 years. Because I watched it pretty close back to back, the first 2 times I watched it. And I really haven't seen it since. So.
So my number four is the same way. I watched it when I was in high school, and then in college, I watched it 5 times in 1 week. I've not seen it since.
What the fuck? I did that with the, you know what I did? I did that with The Greatest Showman with Foster in our living room one day.
God.
You and talk about making Griffin want to murder us. Me and Foster in the living room singing every song for a week straight. You and drive someone mad. Do that shit.
So I did that with two movies our freshman year of college. I did that with The Big Lebowski, and which was on my list with Liv as one of my favorite movies ever.
Gosh, y'all watched that so many times.
Dude,
That Jack Hampton.
I love The Big Lebowski. The other one, which is my number four, Apocalypse Now.
Almost put that on there. I
Dude, so
almost did.
man,
Because
I
oh,
think.
we did. Oh, had you seen it before we watched it together?
Yeah, I watched it in high school.
Okay, cool. All right, I was just curious because I remember we all watched like everyone like there was a bunch of people that hadn't seen it yet. When we watched it at the house, and
Yeah.
I was curious. I couldn't remember if you had already seen it or not by that point.
So yeah, I had seen it only because it's an adaptation of one of my favorite books of all time, Heart of
Which book?
Darkness.
I don't know that one.
So it's from like the 1800s. The book is the same exact story as the movie, except it's about ivory traders in the Congo during
Oh
like
shit.
colonialism.
Oh shit.
So all they do is they swap it to Vietnam.
Is the book good?
Oh, the book's really good.
I might have to add that to my want to read list. I'm gonna
So.
have to make a note of that so I remember that. What's the book called again?
Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. I'm just going to put out a trigger warning. It was written in the 1800s about colonial Africa by a guy who was living in the 1800s
Oh, that's gonna be a little rough.
in England.
Oh,
He
even better.
does
Oh,
not shy away from a hard R
God. Oh,
and
Jesus.
calling them savages, and but it's weird because like in the book he's it's all about like a lot of it is he's like critiquing how the Europeans are treating the natives and about how like he keeps like hitting on like they're the savages and it's like his whole point is like they're people.
But at the same time, he's not really truly thinking of them as people.
Yeah, because he's throwing out the hard R,
Yeah.
just being like, guys, they're people, but like we're better than them, but like they're people. So like
Yeah.
it's a really like it's a tough read in that way. It's so good though. Like it's all about like nature versus man and about how like you see it in the movie too. Like it's very close to the movie where it's breaking like humanity breaking down when you're thrown in that kind of environment and just how like you lose your mind, you lose everything that makes you a person. And also it's about how like when you get thrown into an area of like either you're witnessing brutality or you're the one doing the brutality, how like you just cease to be a human.
That is a
And
really rough.
Yeah.
movie. Yeah.
The book is very similar. It's very good. I
It's
love
also very,
Apocalypse.
it's always, it's also very weird.
Yeah. So,
Very weird.
like the part where the guy's tripping acid and he goes
Yeah.
into battle, that doesn't happen in
Yeah.
the book.
For
But,
one, I don't even know how you would get acid in Vietnam, but I mean,
oh, dude, they were doing acid all the time in Nam.
how did they get acid in Vietnam? I knew they were doing heroin and smoking weed, but
Well, Land, I think that something I read was like 60% of the troops were on drugs. Like
I knew that. Yeah, I
by
knew
the end of the
that.
war, dude, they were getting acid. Come on.
You'd have to get it. Someone have to be, you have to get it shipped. And I guess at that point they might have not known what acid was. Like they didn't know what it would, maybe some
Well,
of the,
I don't think they had like the drug sniffing dogs.
that's,
Like,
yeah.
I mean, also, dude, it was just so much. So it's just like,
I mean, I
you
knew it was
know,
heroin and there's
yeah.
fucking poppy fields everywhere and or opioids or whatever it is, but
Well, I mean, you gotta think like you also have like contractors coming in, not in the military, but they're on military bases.
here's a hot take. Here's a hot take. This might be a weird take. What if they were intentionally giving them acid just to see what would happen?
Well, there was a Lions Led by Donkeys episode about that.
Was there?
Yeah, the Edgewood experiments, I think. Shout out to Lions Led by Donkeys.
Fire, great podcast.
It was about the U.S. Army running tests on soldiers where they're dosing them with like 100 times.
Oh, I've, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they never sent him into battle, though.
No, they sent him into fake battle. So they
Yeah.
dosed him with acid
That
and then blew up grenades around him and were like, woo.
was a funny episode. That really, that was a good one. That was a good one. Did you know a pantser can shoot?
Do you remember the thing where they're talking about how there's a very good chance that all of the world's supply of acid was made by the
One
US
dude.
government for that test?
What?
Yeah, so they made a 55-gallon drum of super concentrated LSD, and then they ran the tests and they used like a little bit of it because it was like super distilled, like 100 times the normal dosage, or even like 1,000 times, whatever it was.
You know that's kind of, I mean, what they were giving those dudes probably scrambled those guys' brains.
Oh, yeah. Well, but Land, the guy who's running the test, once he left, the 55-gallon drum of acid just
Oh
disappeared.
yeah, all right, yeah. Now I remember that. I remember that because I remember them saying like the gallon just like the drum just disappeared. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So they were like, yeah, they've probably been either cutting or using it to like make new batches.
Yeah.
But so every dose of LSD in circulation can probably be traced to that initial batch made in that facility.
That's awesome, though. That's great. Some dude was probably like, oh, we're not using this anymore. Let's just.
Dude, I mean, that's a lot of acid,
Oh, my
man.
God, dude. Because you got to think, with what, one drop on a tab?
Yeah, it's 55 gallons.
Dude, come on. That man had dollar signs in his eyes when he
God.
saw
Yeah, Apocalypse Now, great movie.
that.
dude, I gotta show Liv Apocalypse Now. She's never seen it.
She may or may not like it.
I don't know. I think she would like it from the psychological aspect.
Yeah.
Also, Lynn, I think you know this about how the like all of the issues on set with the movie, how it's supposed to be shot in like 3 months and it turned into like 2 years.
Yeah.
I think it's wild that all that should happened and they still made one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's impressive.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's why it's my number four.
That's a good number four. That is a good number four.
I'm scared for your number three.
You shouldn't be. It's already been on one of your lists. Interstellar.
Interstellar is my number three as well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Without it's my number three. And I feel like you get to, I feel like you start understanding it a little bit more and more every time you watch it.
Yeah.
And that's what's another like reason why it's high on my list is because it's like it's something that you think like it's I feel like I don't know, you start thinking about it more and more every time you watch or you I guess like 'cause like you got to look at it the first time you watch it, you're not really that in deep on it where you kind of know to an extent what's going on and you're confused as shit. I remember the first time I watched it and I had no idea what the hell just happened.
I
And
watched it
I was
in
like,
theaters.
that was a fantastic movie. I don't know what just happened. You
I
know?
watched it in theaters on a birthday party.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Chantel or Brady's birthday party.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I
Dude.
will say that the last time we watched it, when we watched it at the Bachelor trip,
Yeah.
that was the one time where I kind of actually felt like I understood the movie a little bit. Like where it
So.
was like, because me and you sat there and talked about it for what, an hour after the movie happened and talked about the movie.
Well, dude, because they were like, oh, let's watch Adam Sandler. And I was like, no, I
No,
can't.
we watched a stupid movie the night before. Let's watch an actually good movie.
Yeah.
And I think we were the only ones that were actually watching it.
Well, no, it's because everyone left and was like, y'all watch whatever you want. I said, screw it. I'm putting on Interstellar. And everyone walked in like 10 minutes into the movie. I was like, oh, do you change this shit? And I said, until y'all decide on a movie to watch,
We're
I'm
not
not
changing.
touching the remote.
I think someone else watched it with us, but I don't remember who it
I think it
was.
was Austin.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Because
Austin was definitely nodding off at the end, but
he had never seen it before.
that's right. No,
Because
he actually no, he stayed up and watched it with us. Yeah, that's right.
he's
Yeah.
like, what is going on?
Yeah. No. But I think we kind of understood it a little bit at the end though, I feel like that time. I feel like that was the one time where I actually kind of feel like I understood it.
So when Liv and I did our Christopher Nolan watch, when we watched it again, that is what solidified it being my number three, because I was brought to tears. Because I feel like when we watched it, Bachelor Trip, I fully understood it. So then when I watched it again, I understood everything. I actually got to feel what was going on in the movie, I actually cried.
Really? I want to watch it again now.
Like when he's watching all the videos of his daughter as she's growing up,
Yeah, 'cause he what? Yeah, that's rough.
that broke me. And like when he's watching his son talk about like their kid dying and him giving up on his dad, dude. Oh my God.
It's rough. It's rough. But like it's like I will say like the first time you watch it, you see like the beings and the it's and then you fucking realize that it's dude, it's so hard to like put that into frame the first time you watch it and you're just like, well, oh well. Like that was them.
I
Like
think
how do you
it's
think like how do you think of a movie like that? Like that is just like I get like the space travel and all that other the different planets and everything else, but like the fifth dimension or whatever it is, or is it the fourth dimension?
It's the fourth dimension because they see time as a another dimension, like another spatial dimension.
Right. Yeah. You see that and you're just like, what?
Yeah, dude. I think it's the perfect sci-fi movie.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean,
Like,
I they're just not. I can't personally think of a flaw in it.
I can't either. I don't know. I think my all-time favorite part about the movie is that the science is good. Like, it's not sci-fi where it's like magic. Like, the science works, and
Right.
the movie doesn't treat the audience like we're a bunch of idiots. Like, It shows things, and it's either like it's like it the movie trusts you to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
It might take a couple watch throughs, but like it's not spoon feeding anything to you.
Right.
I think that's the issue with like Tenet, is like it
That's
went
one.
too far to that, where it's like it doesn't tell you anything, and you're just like,
Dude,
dog, I don't know.
have only watched it once, and I,
I've
that
watched it
was
three times.
still don't understand it.
Dude, I don't know.
Because when we watched the first time, I remember me, you, and Sam all looked at each other at the end of the movie and we're like, I don't know what just happened.
Dude, like, I know I like it. I can't tell you what really
Yeah,
happens.
I do agree. I think they tried too hard with that one to kind of make it
Yeah.
like they kind of went over the bounds of Interstellar. You know, I feel like Interstellar kind of pushes the bounds of what you can do with a movie where people are gonna not really understand it, but they can eventually understand it. I've heard theories about what they think Tenet is and everything else, and I the theories that I've like heard, I really don't even think like I didn't think that, and I still don't. So it's like,
But I do appreciate Tenet for being Robert Pattinson's like serious return to acting.
oh yeah, and I liked the movie. I just didn't understand it.
Yeah, but I think that's where Interstellar really shines, is that it is confusing, but every time you watch it, it opens up, whereas Tenet doesn't.
And I remember we were telling Austin, "You just gotta watch it again. You just gotta watch it again." And Austin goes, "I don't think I'm gonna watch it again."
Did you hear that there's a sequel coming out?
Greener Sailor?
Yeah.
I could see that. I was actually about to ask that because
Do you want to hear something utterly heartbreaking about it?
no.
Christopher Nolan is not directing. Yeah, let me look up who the director
Who the fuck's directing it?
is.
No, hold on. Then they're gonna fucking ruin it then. I mean, I'm not saying that Christopher Nolan's this like godly director, but at the
He
same
is.
okay,
He is.
but at the same time though, how many times has that worked where another director is taking a movie over and it's not like take it over a really good movie? Now there are directors that have taken over movies that weren't that good and they made them good, right? But like directors that have taken over to do a second movie of a movie that was already good, it has never worked. It has hardly ever worked.
Well, maybe someone lied to me, because I'm not seeing an official announcement.
Now, I mean, I could see them doing another one because of with how it ended with Matthew McConaughey going off into the spaceship.
Yeah. What the hell is this?
To find the planet or whatever
Oh,
they're
this is
supposed
a
to live on.
short film. Never mind. I'm tripping,
What?
dog. There's a short film on something where it's Interstellar 2.
No, all right. I'll pass.
Dude, I cannot believe I was lied to.
Who told you that?
Liv's dad. Yeah.
How did he know
Well,
about it?
I think he saw it on some news thing. Someone else
Oh,
got lied
probably.
to.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so now I want to look something else up, because he said that Gladiator was getting a
Oh, no, it is. It is. It is. There's a second one. Yeah. It's about his son, though, but his son died. Yeah, look it up. Yeah, because I was looking at movies or like I was like when I was trying to make my list and I was looking at them, I was looking at Gladiator, and when I looked at it, it said Gladiator 2, and it follows his son. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure his son died and he didn't have another kid, unless did he get what's her name pregnant?
I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Then yeah.
Lucila?
Is that the emperor's sister?
I think so.
Okay. Then yeah, that's what it is. Then yeah. Then
Okay.
he probably got her pregnant, and then it's gonna be about her son.
Dude, I need to rewatch Gladiator. I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius,
I've been thinking about rewatching it
General of the
recently.
Northern Armies. Father to a murdered son,
Fucking banger.
husband
Walking,
to a murdered
I will say
wife.
Joaquin Phoenix is so good at being the villain of that movie because you genuinely hate him. Like, no, like that's what I love about movies when you actually like hate the person. Like, that's what makes you a good villain. If I truly dislike you and I really truly hate you, you're a good villain. You know, where I'm like, fuck you. Like, I fucking hate this dude. And that's what, in my opinion, what makes a good antagonist, personally.
Or you can go the No Country for Old Men route, and I just am terrified.
Oh yeah. Like actually kind of scared of you. Yeah.
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 Like if I saw a homeboy walking down the street, I'd be like,
Oh, that's kind of, he's got a fucking weird ass bowl cut. Fuck that.
He's
I'm
carrying
walking
like
the,
a gas tank.
oh dude, the fucking gas tank and the, I always forget about it. He's got a gas tank and a, what are those things called?
Little cattle fucking
Dude, that's fucked.
God, dude, Gladiator 2. I don't know. Ridley Scott, he maybe can pull it off.
I think he can. I just feel like it's also gonna be really hard considering how good that Gladiator was. It's a really hard task to make a second one.
Dude, okay, so what's dude, I don't know. Did you watch Napoleon?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I hadn't just because of what you said about it. It made me not want to watch it because
dude.
I was so excited to watch when I saw that was coming out. I was so excited.
Well, my whole thing, like, oh, Napoleon is just such a weird movie. Like, I get it. Napoleon might have been a weird dude,
Oh, probably.
but I
Excuse
don't.
me. Sorry, I was yawning there.
You're good. I don't want to see him beg to have sex with his wife and bark.
I feel like that might have been like a theatrical thing, though.
Dude, I'm like, and this is like no offense meant, but it's legitimately like they were making him to be like so far on the spectrum just to make fun of him. And it felt almost like mean. Like it felt like they were like taking advantage of like an autistic guy just to make fun of him.
Oh, so they actually like, you think they actually like tried to do it on
I don't
purpose?
know, but like I just got
Because I
that
mean, like
vibe.
there's like, yes, he was a kind of a weird, if you look at his letters, it's he's was definitely kind of strange in that case. But they definitely took some liberties on that. We're just like, we're about to make him a freak.
Well, and like he probably did have autism, like
Oh
in
yeah.
reality.
But that's what made him so freaking brilliant though.
Yeah, but the autistic man getting dominated by a goth mommy, I did not need to see that for 3 hours on film.
Yeah,
With like two really good battle scenes.
there's only
And then,
two.
yeah, it's. I wish they would have just done like one or two of his major campaigns.
That movie could have been so damn good.
It's literally like a trailer. It's like a compilation of trailers for different Napoleon movies. Like, here's 2 minutes of him gaining power. Here's 2 minutes of him in Africa. Here's 2 minutes of him attacking, everywhere else. Here's
See, that's what really disappointed me when you talked to me about it, because when I saw that they were making a Napoleon movie, I was ecstatic.
yeah, it was just a clip show, and I hate that. Like
Well,
I
you're just making a point of why I haven't watched it yet.
yeah, but like Lynn, you need to watch it so you can go into it thinking about like
The
them
Goth Mommy.
take goth mommy taking advantage of an autistic man.
Yeah.
Oh dude, that was such a weird movie. It
That's why I
made
haven't watched it.
yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, should I? Is it worth a watch or
It
no?
is worth a watch. It's entertaining.
Nah?
But at the very end, like me and Liv turned to me like, what the hell did we just watch?
Y'all saw it in theaters, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's disappointing. Just pure disappointment.
Yeah. So
Pure
that's why
disappointment.
I'm cautious about Ridley Scott right now.
Mean, he's made so many. He's. Oh, let me look at all the movies. Oh,
He made
let's.
The Last Duel.
Oh, that was another one that was just like, what the fuck?
Alien. All the aliens.
So the newest one was fire. It was really good. Have you seen the newest one? Covenant? Have you? Well, hold on. You guys see. All right, so hold on. Anyone that has not seen or is wanting to watch Alien Covenant, or if you haven't yet and you're going to watch it, you need to watch Prometheus first. The
Dude, I didn't
reason.
like Prometheus.
Okay, well, the reason why is because in Alien Covenant, it goes off of Prometheus. So like the ship in Covenant is the ship from Prometheus. So like it you have to watch Prometheus to understand Covenant to an
Dude,
extent.
Land, wait a second. Ridley Scott directed Kingdom of Heaven?
Did he?
Yeah.
No way. That's another movie I haven't seen in forever. I might want to rewatch.
Dude, I've heard that the director's cut is really good.
Let's see.
He also directed Black Hawk Down, which I did not realize was him.
Blade Runner. He did the old one. Let's see. He
Dude,
did the Martian. He did the Martian.
I'm not saying that Ridley
See,
Scott is a
now
bad
I will
director.
say he did Blade Runner. Now, I did not like the original Blade Runner that much.
Really? I almost put Blade Runner in my honorable mentions.
I like the newer one better. I wasn't a huge fan of the original. But I also am just not a huge fan of Harrison Ford.
See, I like Harrison Ford.
That dude is a straight up stoner.
Yeah.
Still is to this day, which is kind of funny. But
All right, man, let's get back on track.
okay.
What's your number two?
Whiplash. Have you seen Whiplash?
No.
Then do not hate on it until you've seen it. That movie is the end scene is so, I mean it is so in my opinion is Miles Teller's best movie.
Dude, I'm not a big Miles Teller fan. But
Okay,
now,
trust.
what's
Watch it,
he?
watch it with Liv. Liv would watch it too, or would like it too.
Who's the bald guy?
Oh God, what's his name? Hold on. It is his name J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, dude, I like J.K. Simmons a lot.
And
He's.
J.K. Simmons killed it. Killed it.
See, I've almost watched it just for him.
Dude, it is so good. Now I will say like I was skeptical the first time I watched it because I was like, I'm not I don't want to watch a movie about a drummer that's in a acoustic not
Jazz band.
acoustic like a jazz band. I don't want to fucking watch this shit. I
Yeah.
watched it and I was at the end of the movie, I was shocked. Like I was genuinely like this is already was like this is one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
See,
It
I
was
need to watch
so
it.
good, dude. I mean, J.K. Simmons murdered. I mean, he did so good. I mean, like, yes, it's a little excessive on how rough he is in the movie, but like, it shows of how, like, oh, I don't want to, I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't seen it. So,
I've seen a lot of clips on TikTok, and it looks really good.
you need to watch it. Dude, the end scene was like fantastic. Like you're over the end scene. I was ear to ear grinning at the end scene. Just because I was almost happy when I was watching the end scene.
Almost happy.
I was happy. Like I
Oh,
was ear to ear smiling. I was like I was just like I was ecstatic. It was awesome.
it a shot.
You need to. You really it make you need to let like you and Liv need to watch together because she would like it too, I feel like.
Yeah, we have a long list of movies that we need to watch.
You need to move that one up on your list.
Tomorrow we're watching True Romance. So.
Has she seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. That's a good one. I want to rewatch that one too.
That's a really good one.
God, that movie threw me for a loop. I was not expecting some of those scenes in that movie, but that's also Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. So, Lane, I'm looking at my number two right now, and I'm not feeling as attached to it as I was when I wrote this list.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the case with a lot of my list right now, besides Whiplash. I'm okay with putting Whiplash at two, but
Like, I almost want to do a last minute swap,
do what you want to
but
do. I mean, the thing is that there's so many movies that I could put in this top five that I would be confident and be happy talking about in the top five.
so I'm going to tell you what I have written while I look for a replacement.
What is it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Here's my thing with Shawshank. It is a very good movie. Very good movie. I personally think it's a little overrated. That's my personal. I really like the movie. It's a good movie, but I just would not have put it as the number one ranked movie of all time. You know, like if you go look at all these different like rating, like I personally use IMDb. That's what I use when I look at ratings on movies and everything else and shows. And they have it number one. And I just don't see it being number one. Like it is same thing. They have Godfather 2, like as like number two, like Godfather is number two. And it is just I just it's just not. I
So,
like it. I mean, it is a great movie. I mean, I'm not like I don't want to hate on it and saying it's not a good movie. It is definitely a good movie. I just don't think it's as good as everyone says it is. And I feel like it's almost a cop out to say, oh, my favorite movie is Shawshank. You know, because how many people have you talked to that have been like, you've been like, hey, what, like, they'll be like, my favorite movie is Shawshank. And you're just like, is it really? Is it really your favorite movie?
and thing is, it's not my favorite movie. I don't want to watch it ever.
Exactly.
But it's an exceptional movie.
Oh, and that's also another, like, thing that makes me like movies so much is like if I want to watch it again.
Okay, so I'm gonna scratch Shawshank. I'm gonna do a hot take, and I feel comfortable putting this here. I'll tell you the two I'm between. I'm between Oppenheimer and Knives Out. I know you don't like Knives Out. I love.
When you said Oppenheimer, I was like, all right, that's a pretty good mention. When you said Knives Out, I was like, God, you fucking lost me, dude. Like, I was just like, God dang it, dude.
I love Knives Out, dude. I don't know why you don't like it, Land.
I mean, it's not a bad movie. I wouldn't even put it in my top 50.
Land, it is the perfect whodunit. Like,
It's just, I mean, it's like that fucking game, dog.
Clue, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just
Dude, I.
it was just not for me, dog. I was not in.
It makes me so happy to watch that movie, but I'll put Oppenheimer there to appease you. So I don't want to talk about Oppenheimer, okay? I know Oppenheimer's pretty recent, a little bit of recency bias, but I've watched it four times.
That is pretty crazy, actually.
Four or five times. I don't know if it's the best Christopher Nolan movie. I think Interstellar is my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. I think Oppenheimer's his best. Giving Cillian Murphy 2.5 hours of screen time was the best thing that Christopher Nolan ever did. I
And
mean,
Cillian Murphy has made crazy jumps in the past, what,
dude, yeah.
10 years?
Well,
Or no,
okay.
even the past 20 years, because you look at him and what was it?
Inception.
28 Days Later.
Oh yeah. Well,
That was his,
so
that was like his first big role, right? I feel like he's just like just astronomically just gotten so much better in that amount and just in that 20 years.
So, Land, I have a really hot take about Cillian Murphy. I think he is the most engaging actor in every Christopher Nolan movie that he's in.
What other one is he in?
So he's in
He's
Inception.
in, he's, yeah, he's in Inception.
Every scene in Inception that he's in, him and Tom Hardy are trading haymakers to be
Oh,
the
yeah.
most interesting person on the screen.
Yeah.
And like, that's the whole thing, is all of Inception, the entire movie boils down to, is his relationship with his father believable? He's only on screen for 15 minutes, maybe.
Maybe. That's a, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And the thing is, I 100% believe in his character. Like, when I see him on the screen, I'm locked in. I'm like, yeah, that's a real dude. In all the Batman movies,
Oh yeah, he was Scarecrow.
in every single Batman movie, when he is on screen, I do not look at Batman. I do not look at fucking Christian Bale as the coolest Batman ever. I look at Cillian Murphy.
He's just so well-rounded. I mean
Dude,
it.
he is like, I'm willing to say he is in my top three favorite actors of all time.
I would agree with that.
I'd say it's like him, Tom Hardy.
The third one's the one that I got. So when you said those two, I was with you on those two. And then when you and then I hit a stump as soon as you said that as well. There's gonna be a long pause. Hold on. Hold
Yeah,
on.
like, I'm thinking about Leo.
I'm not putting Leo out there.
Dude, I love Leo.
I do as well, but I don't think I'm gonna put him in my top three. Because like there's certain actors that like it's, Leo's one of those actors as well. I'm not gonna say he's not, but like Leo's one of those actors where like you see him in a movie, you're gonna watch it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of like, and I'm not, I just don't think he's in my top five for sure. I just don't know if he's in my top three. Like I'm trying to find that third, and I'm trying to figure it out right now. Do we want to take a break to figure this out real quick?
No, I say we finish our top five movies, and then we can just circle back around and have a general movie discussion.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Because
That's cool.
I'm in a talkative movie mood.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And even though I woke up and did shoulders and arms today at 9 o'clock, and I've not had caffeine since my pre-workout,
There you
I'm not
go.
tired.
That's
So,
good. Look at you. That's good. I actually haven't drank. Have I drank any caffeine today?
had a Land, I
No,
hit
I know.
a
I take that
shoulder
back.
press PR.
Did you? That's good.
And then my
Yeah.
shoulders exploded.
Oh,
But
that's pretty normal.
yeah, my left shoulder, I could not do 10 pound front raises.
Front raises.
I was crying.
There is about a 50, I would say a 60-40 chance I don't do front raises in my shoulder workout just because my front delts are already trashed. Like
Oh, dude.
they're already like my front delts are already fucked. Like my left shoulder, I've already got a mean crack in, and then my right shoulder for some reason recently I've noticed is giving out. Like I'll go throw up dumbbells on an incline dumbbell press, and my right shoulder doesn't want to work. So, yeah, I've got a lot of shoulder problems. So
Dude,
front delts are not my favorite anymore.
so Land, I have not been able to go higher than 50 pounds on shoulder press, like dumbbells, since high school.
Now, hold on. I will say this is a little, maybe a little ego in me. My shoulders hurt really, really bad, like all the time. I'll throw up 80s or 90s just for shits and giggles, just to do it. And I shouldn't be doing it because after I do them, I'm like, fuck me. Now I can hardly do shoulders anymore because my shoulders are so, my front delts are fucked. My left shoulder can barely move. Like, I shouldn't do it. It's a little ego in me a little bit just because I know I can do it. So I'm just like, you know what? Let's grab them. I can do them.
Well, so then I've always stopped at 50 pounds. I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna do this for like 10. Today, I felt a little demon on my shoulder saying, go higher, go higher. So I threw up the
That's
80s.
honestly the worst little demon you listen to because it will fucking get you hurt so fast. But
Man, I ripped out the
until it
80s.
does, get you hurt, listen to the demon. In my opinion, that hold on, that is not a good thing to
Advice?
do. It's not a
No.
good advice. No, it's not. It's terrible advice. That's just how my mind works. Until I get hurt, I'm gonna keep doing it. Same thing with dumbbell incline. I've noticed my right shoulder, I can't turn the weight over when I lift it off my knees. I still go up to my max every single time, even though I can't even turn the 120s, but I can rep it when I get it up, but I can't turn it, but I still pick it up. Until my right shoulder blows out, I am going to keep doing it.
Oh my God. Lynn, you cut me off with Oppenheimer. I'm sorry. I've got to say, I think Oppenheimer is a beautiful film.
It was very, very good.
I
And
cannot
I
believe
think it was Florence, I think it was one of Florence Pugh's best films as well.
I think it's Florence Pugh's best film ever.
She did she I will say she did very well in Dune too.
She did. I think this is Emily Blunt's best film. I think this is
She's been a couple good ones.
she's been a couple good ones. I don't think she's ever been this good. I think it's Robert Downey Jr.'s best film. I think it's
Yeah, I think so. And Robert Downey Jr. has been in a lot of good movies. And I think this
yes.
was the one that was like, he played that role so well.
I think everyone in this movie was the best version of themselves, acting wise. And the story of it is so good. Like the visuals, the sound, the music. Man, I listen to the music when I read.
Do
Like
you really?
when I'm on my
It does.
lunch,
It does have a very good soundtrack.
dude, I will throw in the Oppenheimer soundtrack and just listen to it on my lunch break when I read.
Really? I've never been a big guy on listening to music when I read. I can't concentrate enough to do
I
it.
have to listen to classical music.
But I will say, I as a child, I struggled reading, so.
So I listen to movie soundtracks and video game soundtracks. So like this.
Now I will say, when I was reading Hunger of the Gods, I could listen to like Skyrim and like
Yeah,
that kind of
dude.
music. When you
Yeah.
told me that, I was like, let me put it on one time. I was all in because
Dude.
when Orca was going in, I was all for it, Bubba. I was in, dude. I was all in, dog. I felt like I was there.
Soundtrack is such good. Like if you're listening and you like fantasy books, listen to the Skyrim soundtrack. It hits so hard when you're reading a fantasy book.
Especially when someone's fucking on someone else.
Oh my God, dude. Oh, like,
Skull Splitter over here putting in work.
Len, you know Jeremy
I need to finish
Sewell?
that series.
When Jeremy Sewell, the composer for the Skyrim soundtrack, was my number one Spotify artist
I
last year.
saw that. I saw that. I saw that. I was like, what the fuck? It was him and some other guy. It was some other. Your one and two were two soundtrack guys.
It was either John Williams or Howard Shore.
Which one's which? What do they both do?
John Williams did Star Wars and Indiana Jones and some Harry Potter, and then Howard Shore did Lord of the Rings.
I can't remember which one it was, but I remember you sending it to me and you were like, and I was like, why do you have
Yeah.
two? And it was your one and two. It wasn't just your one was a soundtrack guy. It was your one and two were soundtrack guys.
Yeah. I have a problem. I love listening to soundtracks when I read.
I can't do it. It slows me down way too much.
But I pick the soundtrack that I think fits the book.
Well, I mean, that's why I feel like Skyrim fit Hunger of the
Skyrim
Gods.
fits
So.
most fantasy. I'm
Yeah.
just gonna go and say that. Okay, Land. The number one,
You're not gonna, I don't think you're gonna agree with my number one.
I don't think you're gonna agree with my number one either. Because we have already discussed my number one.
Have we?
We have.
Okay. You want me to start with my number one?
Yeah, start your number one.
Fight Club.
What the fuck, dude? That is such a film bro answer. It's a movie bro. I like movies.
Exactly. We're talking about movies, are we not?
We are, but Fight Club?
Yes. Because you got to admit, the first time you watched it, did it not fucking just shake you to your core when you found out Brad Pitt was not a real character? It was just someone in his mind. He was the one doing all the actions the entire movie.
I mean, yes, but there's so many other movies that pull that kind of gambit.
Yeah. But.
Like Memento.
Is that your number one?
No.
Okay.
That's one of them where when I was talking about Christopher Nolan, how like I could put any one of five of his movies into the Interstellar spot. Memento is one of them that could have been in my top five very easily.
Yeah, no, I'm with Fight Club. I fucking love it. I've watched it 4 times. I can still watch it again tomorrow.
Dude, I'm not a big fan of Fight Club.
Love it, dude. I fucking love it. That's
Dude.
the one movie with
Edward
what's his name
Norton.
that I've actually liked.
See, but I love Brad Pitt in that
Oh, love
movie.
Brad Pitt. Love Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, I
I
might.
think you need to give it a try again. Just watch it again, give it a try.
Yeah, I need to.
But I mean, at the same time, though, now that you know the ending, it's also not as like shocking. But I mean,
Yeah.
that's the whole thing with like bat like that's the whole thing with Babylon that I love so much was just because like it wasn't it's not the same thing where it's shocking, but it's just like I could sit there and just like it was a movie that I thought about for weeks after I watched it. Like I watched Babylon twice in a week span in theaters.
See, I like
Just because
Babylon.
I could not stop thinking about it. And I was like, I gotta go fucking watch it again.
I liked Babylon. I didn't like it that much.
It's in my top 10, if not my top 5.
I would put it in my top 50.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd put it at number 3. I would put it at number 3. Well, fuck me. And there's I was gonna say in the past 5 years, but there are 4 movies that happened in this year that I've loved so much.
What, Ironclaw, Oppenheimer?
Iron Claw, Oppenheimer, Dune Part 2, and Babylon.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Babylon was in 2023, but Iron
Yeah.
Claw was one that I meant to put on my honorable mentions and I didn't do it. Iron Claw was a legitimate good movie. And
We almost watched Ironclaw the other night.
have y'all not seen it yet? Y'all need to watch it because that was on. Zac Efron, never been a big fan of him. Never have. He fucking killed it. Like, I think it is hands down his best movie he's ever done, without a doubt.
It's not that
Without a
hard to be his
doubt.
best movie.
Huh?
So it's not that hard to be his
I
best
know
movie.
his, yeah, but I mean, he like looked like a A-list actor doing that movie. Like, he did not look like some little, like, because every other movie he's done, well, he's been like a C-list actor,
Yeah.
maybe B if you're a big fan of the kind of movie he's in. But it's like, especially like those comedy kind of movies. But like, I'm not a big comedy movie guy myself. But,
The only comedy movie I like is The Big Lebowski.
yeah. I like Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Now, I will say Deadpool has not aged well, because like, I watched Deadpool recently and it was not as funny as I remembered it. Now, the second one I feel like is better, just because Josh Brolin is in it, and I like Josh Brolin's humor. But
Well, dude, I don't know, but like, I feel like Deadpool has aged badly because I watched it like five times in
yeah,
like a
I
six
mean,
month span.
how many times have I, like, how many times have you seen it total, thing?
Probably like, I'm getting close to probably 10 times.
Exactly, because like, how many times have you just like flipped on, like, just t like you flip on your TV and it's just on TV and you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'll watch Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like,
I think I've seen it too many times where like it's outlived its stay in my brain.
right, exactly.
Because I thought about putting Deadpool as one of my honorable mentions, but I was like, dude, I would not watch Deadpool today.
No. Me and Jacob actually watched it recently. Well, not recently, but while we were living together. We watched it and it was funny. Yeah, it was funny. It was just like we had a couple giggles. But at the same time though, it wasn't as funny as the first time you watched it, you know?
No.
Or the first, three times you watched it, you know, whatever it is. But
Because that was like my go-to, like, I'm messed up, I want to watch a funny movie.
yeah, but anyways, Iron Claw was fantastic. You want to talk about almost crying? Your boy was almost crying. I looked over because I went and saw it with not my the Jacob that lives with me, the other Jacob. I was with him and his brother, and I looked over at both of him, and Jacob was fucking crying. Mason was on the verge, and I was like, this. It was a legit good movie.
See, and that's the thing is, man, I think that's why you need to rewatch Interstellar, because I think Interstellar can get you there.
Oh, yeah.
I have noticed that, like, my, like, emotional maturity has increased in the last 2 years.
Have you? I was legitimately, before you said that, I was about to ask you. I was like, have you noticed that recently? Like, when you watch movies, like you're like, if it's remotely sad, you're almost like, oh shit, fuck. Like,
Yeah.
you're just like, I'm about to fucking cry. God
Dude,
damn it.
I'll blame that on Liv, but like,
Dude,
I'm.
I've gotten to where like I will if there is a, like if a movie starts to get like if a movie's like legit sad, I will get to the point of crying if not crying.
But it has to be
Dude,
like
I've almost cried at
very
some oh
well.
let me hear something fucked up. I've almost cried at some TikToks recently.
No, Land,
Dude, there's been some
no,
like really
no.
depressing TikToks. Like, my feed on TikTok for some reason has gotten really depressing. And there's been some of them that have been like genuinely kind of like sad. And I've been like, fuck, man. It'd be like some kid that's got like cancer. And I'm like, God damn it. And it's like I'm flipping through the slides and they're like showing like all this stuff. Like, and you're just like, fuck me, man. And I'm like over here like tearing up looking at TikTok. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? This is supposed to be giving me like dopamine, not fucking like making me want to cry. I'm like,
See, I don't get that, but like, when I've the past like couple movies I've been watching where it's been like a really good movie, it has to be a good movie. It has to be like be
oh,
emotional.
I'm gonna tell you what, dude. Animal movies will fuck me up, dog. You
See,
want
Nick.
oh. Have you seen the fucking what's that movie called?
Land, if it's the
Honcho,
mark.
Honcho, or whatever it is. I don't remember what the fuck it's called. But the owner dies, right?
Oh, I
And
know what you're talking
he
about.
wait he that there, there's a fucking statue of the dog now, right? Because it was a true story. That dog waited every goddamn day at the train station after the owner died. Dog, you would talk about fucking floods. I was bawling, crying. I was like, fuck, dude. Because the dog would not stay with the family. He ended up being just some, like, just, living off the street dog because he couldn't stay with the family. And he went to the train station every fucking day and waited for his owner. You tell me that shit ain't sad? Dog, come on.
That is really sad. Like, and I've never watched that movie because
Oh, it
I've
broke me. It broke
no.
me.
But this thing is like, I knew that's what it would do to me going in. I said, nah, dude, I'm not gonna do that to myself.
You into the, that's the first time I've ever seen my dad cry.
Really? First time I ever saw my dad cry was watching
Well,
American
in a movie.
Sniper.
Cried an American Sniper.
When it was either, yeah, no, it was American Sniper, when they played the footage of his funeral procession.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I've heard a comment about Chris Kyle recently, I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Chris Kyle's an asshole. But.
Apparently, he beat the shit out of his wife, and it was just like one of those things.
And also, he lied about all the stuff that he did.
I
But.
mean, that's a lot of. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, that's a lot of the SEALs situation.
Yeah.
At the same time, with fucking what's his name, Robert O'Neill, was it's very heavily known that that man did not kill Bin
Well,
Laden.
so not to get off on a tangent, but my whole thing that makes me mad about that is that the SEALs are supposed to be known as the quiet professionals, and yet every single one of them has a book telling everything that they've done.
Now there is also a thing about it where it was like Robert O'Neill took the fall for that, just to be like, yeah, I'm the one that killed him, even though he wasn't the one that killed him. But
Dude,
there
he
it
wanted a book deal.
on yeah, but there is the guy who apparently killed him was apparently his call sign was Red, right? That wasn't Robert O'Neill. You know whose call sign was Red?
Who?
DJ Shipley. But the thing was, DJ Shipley will never talk about it.
Dude, I don't.
It's but then there's also like stuff about like they think that it might not have even been a SEAL. It might have been like a Delta guy or somebody else. So it's like you never know who killed him. Because
Dude, I
it no,
mean,
it is pretty well known that it was not Robert O'Neill.
yeah, man, I don't want to talk about the SEALs. I don't like them. I do want to talk about my number one movie.
Exactly. What is your number one movie?
I want you to guess what my number one movie is. We have already said the name of something closely related to it. For
Dude, I'm
those
not
that
re
listened to last week's episode,
Is it the same one?
it's the same number one.
And
It is both
we've
my
we
favorite
can you give me a
movie.
hint? Can you give me a hint?
I will say it is both my favorite movie, and I think it is critically and objectively probably the best movie ever made. It is the highest decorated movie at the Oscars ever. Part of the highest decorated franchise ever.
So there's more than one movie.
But
Is
I
it the
chose one for a very specific reason.
Give me another hint. Can you tell me who's in it?
I'm trying to think of someone that's not going to give it away.
Just tell me somebody. Like it doesn't matter if it gives away or not. Give me somebody. Who's the
Orlando
main
Bloom.
who's the main actor in it?
I'm not going to give you the main Orlando Bloom.
Not fucking Kingdom of Heaven, is it? Orlando Bloom. What movies have Orlando Bloom been in? He's been in the Pirates of the Caribbean. He's been in The Iron Mask.
Oh my
Hadn't he?
God, he
No.
was in an Iron Mask. Jesus Christ.
He's been in. I'm pretty sure he's been in Three Musketeers.
Let me look up some more like side characters because I don't want to give you a main one. Even though that was a pretty solid. Okay.
He's been in The Outpost. He's been in The Hobbit.
Do you need another actor?
He's been in Troy. Troy is a banger. Even
It's
though it's
not
really,
Troy.
even though it's really cheesy. He's been in.
Man, this is one that I legitimately think is might be the best movie ever made.
He's been in Black Hawk Down. He's been in Lord of the Rings. Is it Lord of the Rings?
It is Return of the King.
Return of the King. There is, all right. That's a movie that I had in my top five, and I moved it out for The Departed. And I almost had it in my, like, dude, like that's why, like with the top five thing is so hard for me, because there's like I've got probably 20 that I could move and switch in every position that I have all my movies in, right? So like my one could be changed for any of these movies in the top 20, right? It is so hard for me to pick those movies, but Return of the King, I've watched it 20 times, and I will. Glad if someone goes, hey, you want to go watch Lord of the Rings tomorrow? Hell yeah, I want to go watch Lord of the Rings tomorrow. I will do it
Dude.
without a doubt.
Here's my pitch for why Return of the King is the best movie ever made. Every single emotion that a human can feel, you will experience in Return of the King.
How did I not guess?
I don't know.
That really bothers me. Like, out of all the movies that I named for fucking
I
Orlando Bloom, I didn't name Lord of the Rings.
So you have scary parts, you have sad
I fucking
parts,
pulled the
hype,
Iron Mask,
happy.
who's not even in the Iron Mask hardly at all. Oh, he kind of is.
He's in it for like 10 minutes.
How did I pull that out of my ass?
I
I
don't know.
have
I don't
no.
know why you thought that would be my number one movie
Oh,
all
I knew it
time.
wasn't. I was just naming Orlando Bloom movies.
Land. Return of the King. I beg you to ask, like, name a weak point in Return of the King. Or any of the Lord of the Rings movies. Name a single weak point.
Frodo's character, because he gets on my nerves. But other than that,
Well, that's because, like, Frodo as a character is supposed to be
no, I just don't
like,
like the actor.
oh,
I'm gonna be
yeah.
honest with you, I don't like majority of the Hobbit characters. All of them get on my
Dude,
nerves.
Sam? Sam?
Out of all the Hobbits, Sam is the fucking one I hate the most.
I can't carry it for you, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry
I just don't like him as an
you.
actor. Like, he just
Tears.
he really bothers me.
Tears. Land, I cried the last time I watched Return of the King.
I'm gonna watch the extended cut tomorrow. That's what I'm gonna do.
When
I
he
have my
carried Frodo on his back, I was go, oh,
that's
God.
my home. Tomorrow's my rest day. I'm watching the extended cut tomorrow.
Dude, oh my God.
It
I
is such
like
a good movie, dude.
so I told the story in the last episode. I'll tell it again because you didn't get to hear it, Land.
You pull a Joe Rogan. I know I've told this story before.
Yeah. So sometimes when I'm in the gym and I'm feeling like under motivated, like especially when I go into a burnout. So if I'm doing tricep pushdowns and I'm saying I'm doing either a burnout superset, whatever. I'm just not feeling it. I will pull up Theoden's speech before they charge,
Oh.
and I'll prop it up on the machine.
Riders of Rohan.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'll just be sitting there like, if I don't do another rep, then I'll fail Theoden. I always get at least five more reps out past the point when, like, I would usually be like, oh, dude, like, I think my elbow might explode. But I'm like, you know what? This is for the battle for man. The time of the orc is not going to happen because I have to swing my sword one more time. I have to raise my shield one more time.
Dude, I still
I
can't
said,
believe.
if they can defend Middle Earth, I can do one more rep. And you know what? It works every time.
Every
Every
time.
single time I have pulled out that speech, I set a PR. It's absurd. It's a cheat
That's
code in my
awesome.
brain where
Oh,
he's
and I will say though, there's been a couple times where I've hit a PR with listening to Attack on Titans, what's his name's
Captain Irwin.
Irwin's speech, dude.
Yeah,
Hold on, there's been a
dude.
couple times like I have like there's like on one of my playlists I have a his I guess like a remix of it, but it's like still his speech, but there's like music behind it. It's
Can you send
fucking.
that to me?
Yeah, I got you. I'll send it to you. Dude,
Yeah,
it's dirty, dude. It's so good. Oh, that's such a good movie, man. That's such a good movie.
so the other day I was playing Helldivers. And I walked into the living room to check on Liv, and she was watching the episode where he does the speech. And I just stood there, like cracking a beer. And I was like, oh my God, I am hype.
That's awesome.
No, dude.
God, what was that? Oh, there was something about fucking God,
Lord of the Rings.
yeah.
I think it is like, I think the thing that like I love about it is that there's no weak points. Every spectrum of emotion you can hit at any given point.
Now, I mean, it is cheesy, yes. I mean, you can argue that
When?
it's cheesy. I mean, just the
When?
acting's a little bit cheesy.
No.
Aragorn's character is a little cheesy.
No, dude. Aragorn is the best of man. He is a champion of
And that whole
mankind.
that I need to read. This is what I was gonna say. This reminded me of it. I still can't believe I've not read the books.
So I know why I haven't read the books. I've
Why not?
tried three times.
Really?
I've made it to the same part every single time and I give up. I make it to them making it to Bree when they meet Aragorn, and then I stop. You wanna know why? Because the end of Bilbo's birthday party does not happen until page like 80.
Can I just skip to page 80 and just go from page 80?
Man, every time I make it to page like 100, I'm like, dude, I'm tired of hearing about the fucking trees. I want to know about
Because on you hear about people who
shit.
you hear about people who've read the books, and they say Aragorn can solo anybody through from any different because like in the movies you don't like you wouldn't think that, right? If you watch the movies, you wouldn't think that Aragorn's this like great like out of all the Lord of the Rings lore that you've heard, right? You hear about all these different elves that are just, stupid, right? Apparently Aragorn is like he tops everybody. He tops Sauron, he tops everybody, and you're just like, how?
Well, dude, so Gandalf fucking is the guy. You know that he's an angel?
Okay.
He's an angel. Like, so the wizards and the Balrogs are basically the angels and the fallen angels.
Right.
So when Gandalf is fighting the Balrog, It's basically like Michael the Archangel fighting like Baal, the one of the archdemons, whatever. Like you're seeing two like.
And that's another thing about Lord of the Rings, is because like that lore is so deep, dude.
Yeah,
It
dude.
is so deep.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love Lord of the Rings. I just wish I could read the books. Maybe it's
No,
because
no.
I have a little small brain and I just can't handle like
See,
that
like
slow.
I almost want to read the backstory more than I want to read like.
But no, you don't, because the Silmarillion is basically like reading the Bible.
That's the book you told me about. It's like reading the Bible. Well, you also, so is fucking, you've also told me about like, so is reading like the Targaryen stuff.
Fire and Blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to read it so bad, but like,
Because oh, and I will
if
say
I'm
the
gonna read
Lord,
a history book, I want to read a history book that like actually exists.
I do not want to like, I will say, because like we watched Lord of the Rings religiously when we wa when the show came out.
Yeah.
It was look kind of shit.
It was kind of shit, but also,
It's I mean, but it's just it's Lord of the Rings, man.
yeah, I just like being in that world, so I'll watch
Yeah.
it whenever season
Because
two comes out.
you hear people that actually know about Lord of the Rings that talk about that movie, like that show, and they're like, it is terrible.
Like the
And you're just
Indian
like,
guy,
huh?
have you seen the Indian guy on TikTok
No.
who's like deep in the lore? That guy is legit. He knows what's up. Yeah, Lynn, I put Lord of the Rings as my favorite, and my
And
best.
that's a good favorite. I'm not mad at you for putting that there.
Yeah,
Because
I did.
that should have made my top five, but I moved it out.
Well, I put Return of the King solely for all of the culmination of the emotions and the story just come together at that
And you
one.
can't beat it.
Dude, I.
You can't beat it. I'm gonna be honest with you, like this is a really hot take, and you might not agree with this hot take. I think, in my opinion, I like Lord of the Rings more than Star Wars.
So, okay. If you'd
It's
asked
my
me,
it's more of my kind of world. Like I like that world more than I like the Star Wars kind of world.
when if you'd asked me like 5 years ago, or even 3 years ago, I would have told you that you're an idiot because I am deep in the Star Wars lore. But
But
as
you found out about the Lord of the Rings lore.
well, no, it's not that. I think it's that. I think it's like Lord of the Rings is a little bit more of a like grown up, not grown up, but like it's a little bit more deep.
It is a little bit more grown
It's a little
up.
bit more emotional. Like when you let these like emotions set in, Lord of the Rings hits a lot harder. Star Wars is more entertaining, I would say.
Yeah, no, yeah, without a doubt. Like if you're just going down to sit down to watch a movie,
Yeah. It, like,
yeah.
if you're just gonna watch a movie just to watch a movie, I would rather throw in Star Wars because I can talk through Star Wars. If Lord of the Rings is on, I'm not speaking a word. I'm locked in.
Right, exactly. And that's like, oh, and if there was a camera on us when we were watching the Lord of the Rings show, I don't think there was a word spoken the entire time.
No, because dude, Lord of the Rings is such like I get sucked in. Also, I think fantasy is a little bit more of my style now,
Me too.
especially like since I've like been through college. I spent 5 years learning about science and engineering. And so some of sci-fi really kind of hurts me. But fantasy I can buy into, if that
Oh
makes
yeah.
sense.
Oh yeah,
Because
me
like
too.
fantasy, like I can turn my brain off and say, oh, science doesn't exist. It's fantasy.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I get sucked in a little bit more with fantasy. Like especially with like lore. Like if you go look
Yeah.
at Lord of the Rings lore, I will hone. If I find one little clip about Lord of the Rings lore, I will go to that page and I will scroll for an hour just
Yeah.
watching about the lore. And it's just like, oh, let's not even get to 40K. Because 40K, I've spent hours looking at 40K lore. I had to quit because my feed on TikTok was just 40K for a while, and I was like, God damn it, I gotta stop looking at something else.
Did you hear about the Henry Cavill show?
When's it coming out?
I have no idea, but Henry Cavill is, I think he's producing,
He
and
should. He
he's,
should.
I think he's producing and he's the lead actor. Okay, well, if you have made it this far, I am so very sorry. Land and I had a very long conversation after this. It devolved into mostly just us talking about random movies or TV with no real purpose. So I decided to cut it here on the recording. But I do still have that recording of our continued conversation. And if our podcast blows up and we get a Patreon, that will be the first bonus episode. It is kind of entertaining in a morbid sort of way. You get to watch me and Land lose our minds. So, if you would like to witness that for yourself, just make sure we blow up and you can see that bonus episode. But thank you all for listening, and I'm still very surprised that you made it this far. Adios.